From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message entitled, The Passover at Gilgal, Feasting on Christ, part of this series of studies in the book of Joshua. Now encamped within Canaan, no doubt the children of Israel were impatient to begin the conquest of the land, but first there had to be spiritual preparation. First of all, there was the reinstitution of the rite of circumcision. Then in verses 10 through 12, we read of the resuming of the Passover feast. Before the battle for the land of Canaan could begin, Israel had to be reminded of the relationship between their redemption from the bondage of Egypt and the possession of the promised land. For Israel, the resumption of the Passover feast was an act of testimony to what God had already done for them in Egypt. Similarly, the communion table reminds New Testament Christians of what Christ did for them at Calvary. It is feeding on Christ that makes us fit to enter into the fullness of our inheritance in Christ. Then the reinstitution of the Passover was an act of thanksgiving for what God had done for Israel, carrying them through the wilderness. Likewise, every Christian can praise the Lord for redemption from the penalty and power of sin through Christ's atonement. Finally, the recommencing of the Passover feast was an act of trust that the God who had led Israel through the wilderness would not fail them now. This same God will not leave His redeemed children one step short of heaven. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message in a few minutes. First, here's a devotional thought from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text is found in Psalm 67 and verse 6. God, even our own God. It is strange how little use we make of the spiritual blessings which God gives us, but it is stranger still how little use we make of God Himself. Though He is our own God, we apply ourselves but little to Him, and ask but little of Him. How seldom do we ask counsel at the hands of the Lord? How often do we go about our business without seeking His guidance? In our troubles, how constantly do we strive to bear our burdens ourselves instead of casting them upon the Lord, that He may sustain us? This is not because we may not, for the Lord seems to say, I am thine, soul, come and make use of me as thou wilt. Thou mayest freely come to my store, and the oftener the more welcome. It is our own fault if we make not free with the riches of our God. Then, since thou hast such a friend, and He invites thee, draw from Him daily. Never want while thou hast a God to go to. Never fear or faint while thou hast God to help thee. Go to thy treasure and take whatever thou needest. There is all that thou canst want. Learn the divine skill of making God all things to thee. He can supply thee with all, or better still, He can be to thee instead of all. Let me urge thee, then, to make use of thy God. Make use of Him in prayer. Go to Him often, because He is thy God. Oh, wilt thou fail to use so great a privilege? Fly to Him, tell Him all thy wants. Use Him constantly, by faith, at all times. If some dark providence has beclouded thee, use thy God as a sun. If some strong enemy has beset thee, find in Jehovah a shield, for He is a sun and shield to His people. If thou hast lost thy way in the mazes of life, use Him as a guide, for He will direct thee. Whatever thou art, and wherever thou art, remember God is just what thou wantest, and just where thou wantest, and that He can do all thou wantest.
Thank you.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
Thank you. where would I be today if God had never saved me? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. We thank God not only for saving us, but for giving us an opportunity to serve Him. Like the children of Israel, we were lately slaves, but now we're free to serve the Lord. Before us stretches a golden opportunity. And you stop to think of it. Now our lives can really count for something. Your life as a Christian can count for something. You say, preacher, you're talking to somebody else. I'm a very ordinary person. I'm talking to the most ordinary person that you can imagine. You can count for something. For eternity. Though I have mentioned this young man many times before in this pulpit, I'll do it again because I never tire of thinking of him myself. A very good friend of mine. Brought up in a very ungodly home. With a wicked atheist for a father, deprived from birth of all but the most basic brain power. He could do little more than read very, very stumblingly. He could never understand deep doctrine, though he tried. He could never do a theology class. He could never learn a language. But that young man has jewels in his crown. That young fella led sinners to Jesus. He took the suicide from the very act of self-destruction and led him to the cross and bowed in the gutters of Belfast's dirty, wet, rainy streets and pointed him to Jesus and brought him home to his family, a new man. That is a life that counts. In that same circle, there were the boys who became the millionaires. If they don't get saved, they'll die, they'll go to hell, they'll bring their families to hell, and their lives have counted for nothing. But the poor young man who had nothing, who could never climb to the heights, his life has counted for God. Grace can give us lives that count. Thank you, Lord, for an opportunity to serve. Paul said, God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. God be thanked. Many a time, when I seek the Lord, many a time when Joan and I have our family prayers together, we stop at this very point and thank God for any place in the service of the Savior. He hasn't given me the biggest church. He hasn't given me the widest influence. He hasn't given me the greatest ability. He hasn't made me the most wonderful preacher. He hasn't done any of those things. But He lifted me from being a slave to sin and the devil. And He gave me a place to serve Him. Thank God for an opportunity. We can say like Paul, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. God has a ministry for you. It may not be in the pulpit. It may not be in the foreign field. It may be, it may not be. That's not your business or my business. But He has given you a ministry. He has given you a voice. He's given you a life. He's given you a golden opportunity. Thank God. Thank God for the opportunity to serve Him. And when we get to the real Canaan, when we get to glory, what will we do? We'll praise our Savior. In Revelation 5, 11 through 13, John says, I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Later again, he heard them cry, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Why did they say that? Because thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. It's their testimony. Thank God, when we get to heaven, we will praise our God. This is not only an action of testimony, but it's an action of thanksgiving. We can really enter into the meaning of the psalmist when he said, The Lord hath done great things for us. Whereof we're glad. I was just praying through the 16th Psalm this morning. This is the psalm the Lord Jesus used, and it's certainly true of him. I think that Christ appears in every part of that psalm. I was greatly taken with some things that the Savior said. This is him. I think it starts in Gethsemane. And it goes all the way through to resurrection. This is him in Gethsemane. And he says, as he prays to the Lord, Preserve me. Save me. Keep me from being engulfed here. And God answered him. And then he says, In our version, my goodness extendeth not to thee. It's a very difficult phrase. I think the translation is better with the idea, I have no goodness beyond thee. We so often focus on the love of Christ for us that we forget the love of the Father in sending Christ for us. The goodness of Christ and the goodness of the Father are one and the same. And then he says, As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. Here as he's entering into the sufferings, he's saying, I look at my people and my delight is in them. Now he's suffering, Gethsemane, soon to be Gabbatha, and then Golgotha. And he's saying, I delight in these people. And then he makes this stupendous statement. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Who for the joy that was set before him despised the shame. And he went to the cross bearing the suffering and the shame and the agony. And as he bore it, he said, Father, the lines have fallen unto me in pleasant places. What a statement. And because of that, we can say the lines have fallen unto us in pleasant places. What pleasant places they are. God has done great things for us. Don't get so overwhelmed with your troubles and your trials and your afflictions that you forget that God always deals in grace with his people. That God always is merciful, however it may appear. You may be like Job, sitting down to scrape yourself with a potsherd in your misery. You may feel that all have forsaken you, that God has forgotten you. It is a delusion. I want you to realize today that God deals with his people in mercy. The lines have fallen unto us in pleasant places. That song of praise will equip us to possess our possessions, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. A praising people are a people who know what they have in Christ and who by faith will live in the enjoyment of it. So this action was an action of testimony, an action of thanksgiving, and finally and very quickly an action of trust. That's why it was able to proclaim the great truth of this message this morning, that feasting on Christ will lead us into the fullness. Joshua's act said, the power of grace that brought us out of Egypt through the wilderness over the Jordan will not fail us now. Joshua's action in re-establishing the Passover said, we will conquer Canaan on the very same ground that we left Egypt. That is, by grace, by blood, by the power of God, and by a living and obedient faith. The Passover of the children of Israel there laid hold of the promise inherent in God's redemption. It proclaimed their faith that He would complete what He had begun. Now that's the confidence in which you and I must live. That's the trust that must infill us. Calvary carries the promise of full salvation. He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Romans 8:32 is explicit. Calvary carries the promise of full salvation. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says that He that hath begun a good work in you will complete it. He'll fulfill it to the very day of Christ. Here then is the vital lesson of the text. God's people, you and I, can only enter into the enjoyment of our possessions by recognizing and reckoning on the power of Christ's redeeming work for us. That's what Paul meant when he says, the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Faith in Christ's redemption, says Paul, is what enables me to live the life of fullness. It's what he meant when he told the Hebrews, run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Let us therefore keep near the cross. Let us make Fanny Crosby's prayer our prayer. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Let's feast our souls on our Lord Jesus Christ, on all that He is, on all that He has done. Let's feast on all that He has purchased for us. Then, in the assurance that what He bought for us, He will undoubtedly bestow upon us, let us confidently stride into Canaan and lay hold of the possessions that are ours in Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.